Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited that you're here today. I hope that today's prayer finds you in a place of trust. And if you're going through stress right now, I just want to pray a blessing over you before I even say the verse. So my blessing prayer is, Lord Jesus, for those who are stressed today, I pray you would be their rock, their relief, and their hope. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's verse is one of the verses from the Seven Deadly Friendships. Of course, it's ultimately from the Bible, and we're in the Common English Bible, CEB, Titus 3, 10 and 11. It says this, after a first and second warning, have nothing more to do with a person who causes conflict, because you know that someone like this is twisted and sinful, so they condemn themselves. Mind if I pray for you? Ooh, another hard verse. Lord, thank you that you give relational advice in your word. And that as I was writing this book, I could not believe, well, I can, but it was just so amazing to me and so astounding that your word is full of relational advice. And this is where the rubber meets the road of our lives. It's not about the stuff we do. It's not about really the status we have or the money we have or the stuff we have. It's about the people in our lives. And if we are surrounded by people who are prone to conflict, we will be caught up in the drama of it for the rest of our lives and we'll be walking with a lot of stress. So Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes to people like this, someone who causes conflict, someone who backstabs, someone who constantly gossips, someone who wants to stir up strife, someone who seems to get excited about creating conflict. And Lord, as one who is prone to drama and knowing that that is one of my Achilles heels, I also pray this for myself and for the listening audience that we would not be these kind of people. Lord, today there's bound to be some conflict, and I pray that you would help us to pull back and not stir it up. To not be a conjurer of conflict, that we would be people of de-escalation instead of escalation, that we would have a calm manner and a peaceful air about us, all because of what you're doing in our lives, that we could step back and evaluate a situation without a red face, without wrath or anger or just getting caught up in the moment. Lord, help us to take a holy pause, to move backward and to look at a situation before we react. And Lord, I know for me, one of my friends a long time ago, this was a really hard thing to hear, but he said that I was a reactionary person. And of course, the sad thing was that I reacted in the moment when he said that. And so just proving his case. And it took me a long time to go back to you with this, Lord, about it and to really realize that it's important to control my temper. It's important to become a patient person. It's important to be measured. And so, Lord, I just ask your forgiveness again for being reactionary. I can tend toward it, and I pray that you would soften me and anyone else out there who's listening who tends to be reactionary. I pray today would be a proactive day, not a reactive day. Lord, make us a people of proaction. And Lord, you say in this verse through the book of Titus that we should have nothing more to do with someone like that. But Lord, some of us live with people like that. Some of us have to kind of be in close proximity. We work with someone like that. And so, Lord, I pray for a special dispensation of grace upon us when we have to interact with folks like that. Would you give us the wisdom on how to work through someone else's anger, how to respond to it with peace and joy and patience with all the fruits of the Spirit. Lord, may the fruits of the Spirit today be our guidelines for the way that we react to people and love people. May they be our fallback. You know, my fallback may have been reacting, but I pray today that my fallback would be the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, that we would have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, all those things are so important. And so, Lord, would you infuse them into our hearts today? Would you make us a people of Galatians 5 so that we know how to react with someone that typifies Titus 3, 10 through 11. I pray this all in your amazing name, Jesus. You are my best friend, and I love you more than life. I adore you, and I pray it in your powerful name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I would really appreciate it if you take some time to do a quick two-sentence review on Stitcher or iTunes. M-Swing wrote, "Amen. What a beautiful thing to listen to the prayers of others, to join in agreement, to expand our perspectives on how others pray. We are not alone." And I'm so grateful for that, that little review, and I know that it's going to help other people find the podcast. So yeah, if you would do that for me, I'd really appreciate it, and I hope you have an amazing day without contention. See you later.